W4DJW, W4DJW, KZ4TMA on Echolink. No reply heard. KZ4TMA, mobile on Echolink.
DOS mobile. 4DOS, KZ4CHY, evening, Gary.
It's right, KZ4DOS. How you doing this evening, Keith?
Bad. I heard you call out, and I had to grab another radio and get it turned on and get the mobile radio and crossband to where I could come back to you.
And I'm glad that you came back to me. I was just out, got running over to the restaurant. We eat out on Thursday nights. I'm going to go over there and pick us up some supper.
My wife's been out of town, so I've been cooking for myself here lately, which usually means going out a lot, but I've not been doing it this time around. But I hadn't really decided what I'm going to do tonight, over.
Man, that, I didn't know what I wanted either, and wife told me what she wanted, and I said, well, I'll figure something out for me before I get over there. You know how that goes. I hate making those decisions all the time. I don't have to do that much because she normally fixes supper, and I sit down and eat whatever she puts in front of me and don't grumble about it.
I know what you mean there. We used to eat out a lot back when we were both working, but the wife's been retired for, I don't know, it's been about way too many years now, so she does a lot more cooking at home than what we used to when we were both having to go out every day and earn a living over.
And that completely, and that's my wife's been retired since 2002, somewhere around that neighborhood. So she's been retired quite a while. She had to retire, unfortunately. But she does a lot of cooking, and we started eating out on Thursday nights while I was still working. And since I've retired, we've just kept up to practice. Sometimes we'll both go out and go to a restaurant and eat, but she didn't feel like going out tonight, so I told her I'd go to the restaurant and get us something.
Let her recuperate a little bit. Yeah, I was talking about getting a radio turned on over here. I recently bought an FT60 and mainly got it for airband, so I could receive airband. And I had that thing at work today and had it on, and it's like, man, it's been awfully quiet today. And I got ready to leave and picked it up and looked at it, and the display was blank. The battery completely died on it. I didn't buy an extra battery when I bought it, and I wish I had it now.
On that completely. If you don't want to go to the manufacturer to get a battery, look up Batteries America on the website. They got good prices on HT batteries.
I looked at some on Amazon, and I was kind of surprised that Yaesu is still doing nickel metal hydride batteries instead of like lithium ions. But seen some lithium ions on Amazon, but I'm not sure on if the charger that came with the radio will charge them properly.
Terrible to buy a battery you couldn't charge on your charger without having to buy another charger. But I understand that too. I've got a couple of the old HGX202s, and I bought me a couple of batteries from that place and put in them, and they're still working. I had to replace the memory battery in them, but that ain't no big deal.
CHY with CAP or DOS. And you said that was Batteries America. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. And like I said, I bought those. I bought two larger batteries than than I had for those two little old HTs. That HTX-202 belonged to my father-in-law, and that was the first two-meter radio that I had.
The HTX-202, I'm not familiar with that model. What brand is that? And I would not mind getting a higher capacity battery for this FT-60. But it does, it'll go about 3 days, steadily on and with me transmitting from time to time. So I've been really pleased with how long it lasts, but it sure would be nice to have another one charged to be able to swap out and keep it going. Edwards, I've got a THF. Six, I think it is. I can't remember the number. It's a little old bitty HT. It's Kenwood, and I bought an extra battery for it from Kenwood. And I do the same thing. I keep it, keep one battery charged up while the other one's on the transceiver. And the H2X202 is our old Radio Shack unit. They're old. I was thinking that was a Radio Shack, and that's what I was wondering. I kind of wish I'd come across some of those. Of course, I don't know if I've told you before, I love the old radios, even HF stations, old Drakes and Helicrafters and stuff like that, but I really don't have the room for it, but I sure do love the looks of them.
I understand what you're talking about. I like the older stuff as well. I've got a Hammerlin HQ-170 sitting in there in the ham shack, and my father-in-law had a Drake TR-7. I had it for a long time, and the band switch on it started going bad, and sold it to a fella that wanted it. He'd been wanting it for a long time. He found out that I had it, and he said he'd put a new band switch in it, and I said, well, if you want to pay this price for it, you can have it. And he bought it and the power supply. And I kind of miss that old radio, but, it's one of those that's a little bit older. He had the TR-4 twins and, I don't know what all he had. But when he passed away, he had the TR-7, and that's how I came about with it.
That's the other deterrent for me. I could probably do something like replacing a band switch or something like that. But when you get deep in the internals of them, and I'm sure replacing tubes wouldn't be that big of a deal either. But much more beyond simple soldering, I'd be a little scared to dive into one of those old pieces of equipment and end up breaking it or something and not being any good for anybody then.
Talking about, well, I kind of cut my teeth on the older stuff, so I can't complain about it at all. I've got a Collins 30L1 amplifier that I rebuilt on the inside, and it works real well when I use it. Most of the time, I just let it sit over there on the shelf or on the desk. If I can't make the contact with 100 watts, I figure, well, what the heck. I might as well just let it sit there. Turn it on often. But every once in a while, if there's a pile up someplace, I'll turn it on and use it a little bit to keep the dust and the cobwebs out of it.
Those old amps, after they sit a while, are they like your furnace when you turn it on first thing and when it starts getting cool and you smell the dust and everything burning off of them?
Cleaned out, they do. But it's that's a good amplifier. I had to build an interface between it and the radio. I didn't have an old Collins radio to key it up with, so I had to build a little interface to go between the transceiver and the Collins. But it works well when I use it. Like I said, I don't use it much, so.
When I got into this hobby and was looking at HF radios, I was kind of along the same thought. I'd just seen 200 watts on a wire and not have to have a 220 outlet lug a huge piece of equipment around if I needed to move it or anything. But I do admit, getting on the radio, it would be nice every now and then to have that extra punch. I know I've been over to, talking about Jack Norris before, I've been over to his house and seen his setup, and it's like, yeah, he could talk to anybody he would like to, or put the stuff to do it with, too.
Keith, I've arrived here at the restaurant. I got to jump out and run inside a minute. I'll be back in just a little bit, and if you're still on, I'll holler at you on the way back. Enjoy the QSO. We'll do it again sometime soon, I hope. Have yourself a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KN4CHY, KF4DOS Mobile.
Have a good evening, and I'm expecting a call, but if you throw your call sign out and I'm still available, I'll come back to you. Y'all enjoy your dinner tonight, and we'll catch you a little later. KF4DOS, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening.
4HKX Mobile.
KN4CHY, evening, Patrick.
4HKX, what's up, Keith?
I was just sitting here fiddling around and was in the middle of typing something before I could come back to you.
I'm back. I gotta go out here to my last stop tonight. It's gonna be a long one.
I was thinking you was on your way home, but I guess not. I had a 5 o'clock day today, so I feel for you, though.
I bring it on myself sometimes, so can't really blame anybody else.
You never know if that's going to be the run that's going to net you the biggest sale of the week, so you might as well be there for it in case it does happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. This business here, the next stop or the next customer could be the one that makes your week or breaks your week.
I know I've, over the years, kind of contributed to those fellas' income, so as a machinist, we'd have them come in down there to Gulfstream all the time, and yeah, it wasn't a week that went by that I didn't step up on that truck, and sometimes I didn't buy much, and other times it was, kind of a mother load run over.
It's just like this week, it was really kind of slow all in all, and then right after lunch today, sold another toolbox, so I mean, can't complain about it, you just never know when it's going to come.
I would imagine those big mechanics boxes like the ones I've seen probably don't know what the margin is on them, but I know they have a hefty price tag on them.
One of the big ones, it was a used one that I'd taken in on trade a couple weeks ago, and it never even left the dealership where it's at, and I sold it, so I can't beat that at all. I didn't have to pick it up, carry it, clean it, nothing.
That's kind of neat. Just, I guess, transferred ownership, huh?
Best way. You can get them done like that, you can leave and make a deal on them.
That cutting out the transportation charges in between transactions, so yeah, that definitely helps. I bought a couple of machinist boxes, the specialty tools we would company, stuff like micrometers and bore mics and such as that. They would let us do kind of like the trucks do, you buy it and then just pay them every week, and they had a thing to where depending on what the total was, and they set you a payment based on that, and they just deduct it right out of your paycheck. But yeah, pneumatic tools off the trucks, over.
That's basically the same thing we do, is just take whatever your balance is at the time of purchase and divide it by 10.
The company would let us spread them out a bit, and again, that was, based on what the total was. If you was Now I'm talking, you know, mid-80s dollars. If you were spending $100, then you wouldn't have all that long, you know, too many pay periods to pay for it. But if you was getting much more over that, then it would go up from there as far as how long they give you to pay for it out of payroll deduction.
It depends on your payment history. If I've had trouble out of you, you know, if you're somebody I don't have to worry about, then you get more credit with a lower payment. I mean, it's just the way it is.
That makes total sense, too, because it's you having to come collect the payment, come to them. So, you know, the company could kind of get it from us before they ever issued our paycheck. So we was going to pay it back.
That's another one you got to watch. You don't want to set the payment too low because you get charged for all the credit card and debit card processing fees each time that card's run. So you got to watch that. That adds up.
That probably would have burned me because I hadn't thought of that on being on your end of that kind of thing. So what's is it like a set fee every time, or is it a percentage of the charge, or how does that work?
Fee for sliding the card, and then there's a set percentage for the amount you run. But then some of the banks are also charging you now when the customer's card's declined. So you got to watch that too. Banks are making out.
Who would have thought they'd have just piled on little fees here and there and yonder to make it add up? Yeah, a little bit of sarcasm there, but yeah, that sounds about right.
They're definitely the ones holding all the cards, that's for sure.
Seems like if it's declined, they should go after the purchaser for, you know, non-sufficient funds or whatever they want to do, not charge the seller for it. That's kind of strange.
And yeah, there are companies out there that will automatically, instead of charging me for processing the card, will charge the customer for processing the card. And you ought to watch customers get mad about that, them having to pay to use their card. Just like I will not take American Express. I'm not paying for your airline miles.
CHYOKO4HKX. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that. You're right. And yeah, and I guess it depends on how good the companies are at, you know, getting things processed and you know, issuing refunds and trying to keep your customers happy too. But yeah, I know I've been in places that, you know, they've got a sign posted. It's, you know, $1.50 or $3 or whatever to use a credit card, and I guess that's why.
Because it's expensive. It adds up quick. You don't think about it, but I mean, you think about, okay, I do, let's just say, 75 transactions a day, and you multiply that out through the week, and then take the percentage of whatever the dollar amount is, that's a lot of money at the end of the month.
Yeah, and then you kind of step back and realize why the banks have all the money.
You know, like American Express, they charge pretty much double to process their cards of what everybody else does, so that we can pay for everybody to have their airline miles. I just refuse to do it.
I don't blame you. I've been using Apple Pay a lot lately just because it's so convenient. But there's, you know, just you know, kind of like what was it, Diners Club back in the day? There was very few places that took it. But yeah, that's just really nice to be able to swipe your phone and it ring up. And you stick your phone back in your pocket and walk off.
don't know how Apple and Samsung and all of them, or Google Pay, Google Wallet, all of them are doing that. I don't mess with it. I don't mess with any of the cash apps and all that stuff. I am old-fashioned. Let's just do it like this, and that's it.
I've got a friend of mine that actually pays her rent with, like, Venmo or something, and, I'm not crazy about that either. The only thing I do like that is PayPal, and that's just for mostly online purchases that won't take nothing else. I've kind of stayed away from, like, the Cash App and Venmo and that kind of thing myself.
And then everybody's thinking, oh, you run a debit card, you got your money instantly. No, you don't. Usually it's 1 to 2 days to do it. And then I'm not going to say this over the air, but if you look into your contract, there is a process for recourse on there that pretty much leaves me holding the bag if you go say, I don't want to pay for that.
And I was kind of wondering about that, too, when you was talking about, like, American Express and stuff. And do all of them pay out, like, pretty regular, about the same? Or are there some that you really have issues getting your money or not?
Like, I'll batch out every evening. And then typically... like a batch out today, if I do it early enough, it would be there tomorrow. But like I'm working late tonight, it won't be there till Monday now.
And so after they process it, though, I guess it's got like a hold on it to, in case the customer, you know, decides it's defective or whatever.
I don't want to say it over the air because I don't want people to start abusing it. The recourse you have there, I will text you that one.
Understandable. I was just kind of curious as to that kind of thing. I know the, because I did get scammed one time out of, buying a computer system, and I was really impressed with how quickly the bank issued my money back, and they actually, I don't know if it was them or if there was, just a bunch of people getting ripped off, but they actually got the FBI involved in that one.
There's a certain dollar amount they usually will, but I don't know if it crosses state lines or anything like that. So that's kind of there, but... Keith, I am getting ready to pull into my stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 so I can jump in here and get them taken care of and try to get to the house until I get up here. So, you have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3 for now.
Yep, you have a good evening, too, and be careful going home. 7-3s, and we'll catch you a little later. KO4HKX, KN4CHY, clear and listed.